Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Waiters podcast. This is the comic book show where we read a different trade paperback every single week, normally. But we'll get into that later. My name is Nathan. Across from me is Daniel. And this episode is going
to
be a little bit...
More to the side of you.
Yeah, you're
right
beside
now.
Me. That's true.
Yep.
This week is a little bit different because this is the second week of us going on a trip in two consecutive weeks that we didn't plan. So rather than reading three trades all in 1 week
and going on vacation together and condensing the time that way,
we decided to do a little bit of a bonus episode where we don't read a trade, and we decided to do a little bit of comic book Jeopardy. So we have a Jeopardy board pulled up online that has the five categories, which are secret identities, first appearances, Marvel, DC, and alternate universes. I'm going to be team one.
Hey, I'm team one.
No,
it's to the left. I'm more to the left. That makes it easier.
But I'm number one, and I'm going to win.
You're definitely team two because you're a deuce.
You are right about the position. You're on the left of me, and the team one's on the left. So I'll be team two this time. That doesn't make me second to you or less than
just
you in
you
any
inferior.
Way. No, it does not. So
okay. Anyway.
I'm going to be team two. Dan's going to be team one.
Second.
We're
going to
play some Jeopardy.
It's more like team first.
Let's do a coin flip, actually, to see who goes first. I'm pretty sure this is how Jeopardy does it.
I don't even know how Jeopardy works.
Me neither. We're just going to, in general, do a...
Flip a coin, dot fun.
All right, Daniel. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Oh, shit. Wait.
I think you do flip. Wait. One coin, one time. Oh, there we go. We got tails. Let's go.
All right, fine. You can go first.
Okay, so I just click a category, and then if I get it right...
Then I'll add points to your score.
And then I pick a different one, right?
And then you keep going until
so
you
So if I get it
wrong,
you can say the right answer and get the points?
Yes.
Okay.
But then I guess we won't know if it's right or wrong.
But what if none of us knows the answer?
Then we both get points taken away. I won't know the answer until I reveal the answer. So I guess since there's only two of us here, if you get it wrong, I'll just take points away and we'll continue.
We'll both see the question, right?
We'll both see the same question.
And if I get it...
You'll make a guess. I'll reveal the answer. And obviously, I can't guess. But the only way to confirm
is... Then you pick a new category.
So if you get it wrong, it's just wrong. I'll make fun of you for it. And then I'll just pick the next one.
Did you know that Aaron Rodgers has been hosting Jeopardy for a couple weeks?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Really?
He's apparently a huge Jeopardy fan. And I think the host... died or something, or maybe that's another TV show.
Alex Trebek, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a new guy, and
I think that's the name.
There's just a stint where he's just hosting 8 weeks of it or something.
Aaron Rodgers.
I think that's so funny.
That is pretty funny.
I need to watch his episodes.
Yeah, honestly. All right, Daniel, well, the floor is yours. Do you have any category to choose from?
Yeah, let's go alternate universes for 200.
Wow, what a bitch move, 200. The Flash goes back in time to save his mother's life, resulting in this timeline.
What is the Flashpoint paradox?
Okay, reveal correct.
No, what is it?
That's close enough. All right,
what is New 52?
All right, so there you go.
Cool.
And then
so I go again now.
So now you go again. So you have 200 points.
All right, let's do first appearances for 400.
400. There we go. Getting spicy. What is Iron Man's first appearance?
Iron Man number one.
All right. What is Tales of Suspense 39, Daniel? You fucking idiot.
Well, did you know that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. But I think I can't guess because I won't know if you're right or wrong, you know?
But if you know the answer and you know I'm wrong, I think you should go and you can steal those points.
I'll try and elect to steal if I know the answer.
Okay.
I didn't know this one, so I said nothing.
So I lose 400.
So
that
now
sucks.
You lose 400 and you're at negative 200.
I'm just better. I don't like debt, Nathan.
I'm going to go, let's do DC and I'll go 400. Let's start spicy. Barry Allen taps into this energy to harness his power. What is the speed force, Daniel?
Oh my God, it's not even hard.
Oh my goodness, I'm so right.
It says, what is the speed force? You said, what is the speed force, Daniel?
Shut up. Barry Allen's like, I gotta tap into the speed force, Daniel. let's go secret identities. I'll go 500.
Ooh.
Sorry if I get it wrong. The Riddler. His name is, who is Edward Nigma?
Ah.
Yes, sir. So that's 500 points. I will add that to my thing.
I'm getting wrecked right now.
I was scared that you were going to wreck me, but you fucked up. So I'll go first appearances. I'll go 300.
Okay. Oh my God. Do you know this?
Oh my goodness.
What is the first appearance of the Green Lantern?
Oh,
Nathan?
A Green Lantern first appearance. That's going to be You don't know, do you? Dude, I don't know. Let me think. Why did I have to get the Green Lantern one?
This is Destiny. My God.
Oh, fuck.
You are such a poser.
It's the Alan Scott one. He... dude, it's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. It's like fucking... It's like Strange Tales number like 39 or something. All American Comics. That's not right at all.
Wrong.
So that's wrong.
Subtract.
The answer is All American Comics number 16. That was the first appearance of the Alan Scott Green Lantern, not the Hal Jordan one, because that one's just Green Lantern number one.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
I don't know, Alan Scott. All right, Daniel, you're up. Seems like the first appearances, we're just going to whiff all those.
Let's go Marvel 300.
Marvel 300. Spider-Man once took down all the members of this team. It's kind of ambiguous, but I think you can kind of piece together what they're talking about.
What is the Avengers?
I'm going to steal.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, what is the Sinister Six?
Oh.
What is the X-Men?
That was my second guess.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I guess we're both wrong and we'll both get that taken.
Can we both do minus? Oh, okay, cool.
No, okay, so you're at negative 500.
As long as you're going down with me.
When does he take down the X-Men, dude?
I just remember that the X-Men were in the Spider-Man cartoon at one point.
Is that what they're talking about?
And
I assume that there's...
Or maybe Spider-Man was in... I don't know. I'm just sure like that there was a conflict at some point.
Either way, it's a bad question.
It's not that great because...
It's very ambiguous. Like, Spider-Man once took down all the members of this team. I'm sure he's done that a lot.
Yeah.
I was so sure with Sinister Six, too. So since we both got it wrong, do you go again? Or?
I think it goes back to me because you thought you could steal.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's do Alternate Universes 500.
500. Let's go... In the What If series, it was contemplated what would happen if Wolverine battled him.
What is Wolverine versus Hulk?
I mean, that actually happens, so that's like normal.
What is... Oh.
So I'll let you guess again because you're dumb.
Okay, that's true.
So what if Wolverine battled this guy? Or, yeah, him.
I'm gonna stick with that answer.
You're going to stick with Hulk?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to try and steal because I don't know what the answer is. What is Weapon X? I guess it's a separate character.
Okay.
Well, no, he's Weapon X. I don't know what this question is.
All right. -1,000. Let's go.
-1,000 for Daniel. And I'm sitting pretty at 300.
I'm in the black. I'm in the red.
You know, I'm going to go for some easy ones real quick. Just so that we're not dumb. I'm going to go Secret Identities for 100. Superman. I'm going to go with Who is Clark Kent?
What is Clark Kent, Nathan? Wrong.
Well, they don't know English, clearly. Okay. Let's just wipe out all the 100s real quick. So.
Oh, my God. Let me have at least one.
Okay, you could.
No,
you
first appearance is 100.
All right, first appearance is 100. If we can't get like, 100,
it better be Spider-Man. I think
it better be like, yeah, probably Superman. Okay, Action Comics number one.
Is it?
What is Action Comics number one? Oh God, I wasn't actually sure. I was like, is it?
So, good job, Nathan.
It is Action Comics number one. Even that one's hard. I feel like because every single good character was always on like 15 or 17 or like
38.
30. Or... Yeah. So, all right, I got that one. I'll go first appearances 200. Let's see if I whiff this one. Oh, Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
What is Amazing Fantasy 15? Yes, sir. That's correct. That's 200 more points. Quick point count. Daniel's at -1,000. I'm at 700.
Can we do another game after this one?
Yeah, we could do it. We could do another one.
Okay.
I'm going to go first appearances 500, so I whiff one. Okay.
Okay.
Robin. Ooh, that's a Detective Comics one, I think. Batman's first appearance is like 17, I think. I'm going to go Detective Comics like 42.
Okay.
Ah, 38. You said 38 earlier, too.
Detective Comics 27, I think, was his first appearance. Batman's.
I might challenge you on that, but...
I would guess like 31, honestly.
Yeah, so that's -500 points for me, so I'm...
How is Robin 200. Harder than Iron Man, you know?
Honestly, yeah.
Or like Green Lantern, because it's like... I don't know.
That's yeah, it's weird. Opinion. So I'm at 200 points now.
All right, let's go DC 100.
DC 100, let's go. In the terrible movie, this man finds a ring from Abin Sur. What the hell is this?
What is Green Lantern?
Why? Okay, first off, Jeopardy does not have opinions, okay? They said
That is a fact, Nathan.
They said in this question, in parentheses, terrible, and then they continue on.
Movie.
That is so fucked. Like, oh my God. All right, what was your answer? You said Green Lantern. Wait, it's Green Lantern. I'll give you the points.
It's like, what is Hal Jordan in the Hal Jordan movie?
Oh, this man.
Oh, fuck.
I'll give it to you anyway. It's whatever. So, you got that.
I'm technically wrong, but...
You just keep going.
Yeah, let's do that. Alternate Universes 100.
This universe had a NetherRealm video game based off of it in 2012. I believe in you. Because I know what it is, so if you get it wrong.
Is this the one that had the book to go with it?
I'm not going to say anything.
Shit. Ah, fuck. What the fuck?
Does Jeopardy have a timer?
I don't know.
It's not the one that goes like, doo-doo-doo-doo. No, it's like...
Isn't that Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, I'm like... No, definitely not Wheel of Fortune. They don't make decisions in Wheel of Fortune, I don't think. The Price is Right or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, this universe had a NetherRealm video game based off of it in 2012.
What is Injustice?
Nice.
Okay, okay.
Good job.
I fucking forgot it.
I saw NetherRealm and I was immediately like, Mortal Kombat. But
I was like...
It's Injustice. You're right. That's not a 100. I feel like that's like a 200 or 300.
I thought of like the fucking Nether from Minecraft. I was like...
Minecraft.
Is that DC or something?
No, this is alternate universes. That could have been anything.
Let's do Marvel 200.
Ooh, 200. Getting spicy. He is the actual leader of the Avengers.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea.
Nick Fury? Or like...
He's the actual leader of the Avengers. I have no idea what that means. Whose opinion is this?
Actual.
But you have to go with it.
All right, what is Captain America?
Okay. So you say Captain America. If you get it wrong, I'll also try and get it wrong too. Or
okay.
I'll say Iron Man, I guess, because he was originally in the Avengers and Captain America wasn't in it until later.
Okay.
So you said Iron Man, I say Captain America. Or no, wait.
I said Captain America.
You said Captain America, so you're right. Points. All right, so you get...
66.
So right. Now, point check. Daniel's at negative 600 and I'm at 200. Daniel, please continue.
Let's do Secret Identities for 300.
Secret Identities for 300. Modern age Green Lantern.
That can mean a handful of things, but I'm going to...
Technically, the answer is a lot of people, but yeah.
I'm going to guess that they want what is Hal Jordan.
Who is John Stewart? Well, because...
John Stewart was in like the 80s comic books too.
This is true. Yeah.
So I think you would have gotten that wrong too.
I would have definitely. Well, I mean, because I was thinking and I was like, Hal Jordan was technically in like the Bronze Age, I think. What was like the oldest one? Is it Golden Age or is it Bronze Age?
Golden. Because it's like gold and silver and then bronze.
Okay. Actually, I think Hal Jordan's in silver. And then it was him for a little bit.
Alan Scott in Golden Age?
Alan Scott's Golden Age. He was the first ever Green Lantern.
Right.
Then it was Hal Jordan when they like rebooted it. And then John Stewart was there when Hal Jordan died. So,
okay.
So you got it wrong technically. So now you're at negative 900.
What? Oh my God. You're not going to give that to me?
All right. You know what? Fine. You're at negative 600. I'll let it go.
Break even?
You break even on that because you're...
All right.
I'll give it to you just because you knew that John Stewart was also in like the 80s.
I should have just named them all off.
All right, so now it's my... But let's make it my turn since you weren't right or wrong.
Okay.
I'll go Marvel for 100. He is the leader of the Avengers in the movie. I mean,
there's two fucking questions of the same thing in Marvel.
So like, it could be Captain America, but it could also be like Nick Fury. And I think the actual right answer is like Nick Fury. But I don't know if Jeopardy thinks that Nick Fury is the leader. But my answer, I'm going to say, what is Nick Fury? What is Iron Man?
Dude,
this
is he?
No, he just funds them. You know, he doesn't lead anybody though.
Wow,
this Jeopardy sucks.
Damn, let's do right. DC 500.
It's back to you. Quick point check. Daniel's at negative 600. I'm at 100. Would you say DC 500?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of big comeback, Billy Batson uses this one word to transform into a superhero. This is not a 500 question.
It definitely is not. Maybe 200. What is Shazam?
What is Shazam in all caps? Did you specify that?
No.
All right. Well, you got that right. That's 500 points for you. That puts you at negative 100. I'm at positive 100. This is much closer than I thought I was going to be. All right. What else? You won't go Marvel 500?
No, I won't. Let's go Secret Identities 200.
You wuss. Iron Man.
What is Tony Stark?
Actually, the answer is what is Tony Stank? Just kidding. All right, 200 for you. We are now tied at both 100.
It's all tied up, baby.
All right.
All right, let's do Alternate Universes 400.
On Earth 3, these people protect the general public. This is a tough one. This is actually
That is a good question.
Because I know Earth 2.
Earth 2. The fucking... Isn't it like the Justice Society or something? Or the Legion of Justice? It's like fucking... Because there's like... I know the bad... No. Let's just say like, what is like the Justice Society?
Okay. I think you're wrong, and I think I know the answer, but I'm not confident in my answer, so I'm just going to let you perish here.
Okay.
What is the Riddler family?
Oh, okay. What?
I don't know anything about that.
That's Earth nuts. 3. I'll take that.
Yeah. So that's -400 for you. You're now at -300. I'm at 100. I thought it was like the Crime Syndicate. Remember them?
Yeah.
It was like the owl version of like Batman or whatever.
Yeah. I think his name is like...
Maybe that was Earth 2.
He was Owlman. No, I think that's Earth 2. I think you're right.
Okay.
Because they also had Ultraman. Do you remember?
Yeah. Ultraman.
And they were called like... Isn't the Crime Syndicate like the...
That's like the evil version, but it's still like... That was still like the Justice League, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if there was like a Justice League on that planet, though. Anyway, yeah. you're good.
So I'm up. I'm going to just get a quick two... I'm going to knock out the last 200 with DC's for 200. This is the place Batman's parents were killed. And this is... What is Crime Alley?
Dude, I would laugh if it was like, what is Gotham?
What is America?
What is a dark alley?
All right. So I'm going to knock out the last 500 as well. This could be ballsy. Detrimental because you're at -300. I'm at 300. If I get this wrong, it's just a 100-point diff. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Marvel 500. Wolverine's claws are fused with this experimental element.
That's not even hard.
I'm going to say, what is... Adamantium. Yes, sir. That's correct. So that's 500 for me. I'm now at 800. I almost whiffed and said vibranium.
I was hoping you would.
Okay. I'm going to go secret identities for 400. Okay. Actually, I'll leave the 400 to you. I'm going to go alternate universes 300. That's the last one in this section. In an alternate timeline, this prevents Jonathan and Martha Kent from finding Kal-El. Okay. So I'm going to assume it's talking about... Superman Red Sun, the Russian one, because he landed in Russia. So I'm going to say, what is Superman Red Sun? What is attack? What does that mean?
What?
Attack.
I would have been like, what is Russia?
I have no idea what that even means, but I'll take the L for it, I guess.
Alrighty.
What is attack? T-A-C-K. Like, did Jonathan sit on attack and he had to like get rushed to fucking urgent care?
Did attack hit him in space and throw off his course?
Why would there be a thumbtack in space, Daniel?
Dude, I don't know why a lot of things are in space.
That's true.
Why is there a fire gas ball?
All right. Well, I whiffed it. Daniel's at -300. I'm at 500. So
what is secret identities for 400?
All right. So let's see. The Penguin. Come on. You have to know this. It's just the pressure.
I know. What is Oswald Cobblepot or something? Oswald Cobblepot?
Great job.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Nice. Good clutch there. So that's +400 for you. Daniel now has 100, and I have 400. It's a 400-point game.
You have 500, and it's 400-point.
Sorry, I have 500, but it's a 400-point game.
All right, let's do Marvel 400.
Oh, my God. The last 400, up. Yep. Frank Castle put his military training to use when he became this mercenary.
400 questions, man. What is the Punisher?
Why are the harder questions easier?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Well,
but
some
yes.
of them are really hard.
Yeah.
All right, it's all tied up.
500, 500.
I could win.
I never would have thought in a million years this would happen.
Me either. Like, I was down -1,000.
I was like, it's what it, the most insane comeback. Daniel, do you think this is the last one?
So if you can steal it.
If I can steal
win.
It, I win.
If I get it right, I win.
Correct.
All right.
So DC for 300. 300. This is the alias the Joker used as a vigilante. You have 5 seconds. Ready?
Wait, what?
Five,
no.
4, 3, 2, 1. I'll give you an extra second.
Alias the Joker used as a... Oh, what is the Red Hood?
That's what I was going to go with, yeah. What is the Red Hood? That's the answer. Daniel wins with...
He's a vigilante?
I wouldn't call him that. He was more like a asshole.
Okay.
But yeah, the Red Hood. Wow. So Daniel wins first round of Jeopardy.
Damn.
800 to 500. I shouldn't have been so nice.
I know.
You came like, back. Oh. I'll leave the 400s for you. You know what? I'll give you all the easy ones about who Frank Castle is. Fuck that, man. All right. Let's do it again.
Different.
So
do you want to do this one?
Yeah. Because it's going to be a lot harder.
It's going to be so hard. All right.
So this is a different Jeopardy table. I've challenged Daniel to a rematch. The categories are the Silver Age, 1956 to 1970. The Bronze Age, 1970 to 1985. Modern comics, 1986 to the present. And then there's creators and heroes and villains.
I honestly don't know a lot past the 80s. So
we'll see what happens. There's going to be a lot of whiffs. Maybe it's an all negative game. We'll see.
We'll see who's the least negative.
You win, so I guess you can go first.
Okay. Let's do Creators 100.
Oh, my God. They created the Fantastic Four in 1961. You have to get this completely right, by the way.
What the fuck's his name?
Are you serious?
Dude, I don't think about his name every day.
This is our third recording session in the same day, so we are a little bit fried. Come on.
Dude, fuck. The artist, it's like, I don't know. It's oh Stan Lee and like Steve Ditko or something. I think he's a coach, actually, but no.
Okay.
Steve Ditko? Ditko?
That's your answer?
Yeah. Do you know it?
I'm going to steal it.
Okay.
Because the answer is Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Was it Jack Kirby?
Oh, fuck. And that's the answer. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Who's the other artist I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of Steve Ditko who did Spider-Man.
Oh,
fuck. Which actually might be a question, so maybe I shouldn't have told you that. But Steve Ditko. That's a 100 for me, and now it's my turn.
Damn.
I'm going to go Modern Comics 300. This DC comic featured lead characters Jesse Custer, Cassidy, and Tulip O'Hare. Jesse Custer, Cassidy, and Tulip O'Hare. DC comic. Jesse Custer, Cassidy, Tulip O'Hare. Is this what is Wildstorm?
I don't know, Nathan.
Oh, Preacher! that's Vertigo.
Oh,
come on.
I fucking stole that.
Yeah,
oh,
you
fuck.
Should have stole it. All right, well, I whiffed, so now I'm at negative 200.
That was, though, shit.
Fuck. Because Cassidy's the vampire.
Yeah.
And Tulip's the girl.
Yeah.
And Jesse Custer's the really hot actor.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. All right.
Shit, I forgot about the steal.
I totally whiffed.
God damn it.
All right, you're up.
Heroes and villains for 200.
This armored mastermind first appeared as the villain in Fantastic Four number 4.
What is Dr. Doom?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's 200 for you. You are at 200. I'm at negative 200, and you're up.
Yeah. Let's do the Bronze Age for 100.
Trying to go easy. Many consider this character's death in Amazing Spider-Man to be the beginning of the Bronze Age comics. This is interesting, actually.
What is Gwen Stacy?
Who is Gwen Stacy?
Oh, but, yeah. So this one's...
Yeah, this one's actually...
Grammatically
like,
correct.
So, yeah, you got it right.
All
right,
cool.
So that's 100 for you, putting you at 300, and me at negative 200. You're still up.
Let's see, Creators for 200.
I'm
very intimidated by this whole list. Honestly.
I know. This one's hard. This renowned editor is best known for his work overseeing the Superman and Batman titles at DC.
I don't know any fucking editors. Do you?
I know a modern editor, I guess.
Who is Jeff Johns?
I'm going to say who... No, I'm not going to try and steal it, actually. Oh, Julie Schwartz.
Do you know who that is?
No. I was going to say Dan DiDio. But okay. I think he's not an technically editor. An editor, but yeah. Anyway, that's a whiff for you.
Damn.
So negative 200 and you have 100. I have negative 200. I'm going to try and tie us up. I'm going to do Creators for 300.
Okay.
This writer and artist has worked on many mainstream and independent comics such as Grimjack, Scout, and Jonah Hex. I haven't read any of those. I know who Jonah Hex is. Writer and artist. Who's a writer and artist in the mainstream and independent? Grimjack, Scout, Jonah Hex.
Oh, you know, I think I might know who it is.
I don't know.
So if I try and steal it and I get it wrong, then I lose the points.
Then you lose points too.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes
we
back
both
to
lose
me.
Points?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'll just.
I'm going to say like, I don't know. So I'll just say like Todd McFarlane.
Okay.
Tim Truman.
It's not what I got.
I don't even know who that is. This is a hard Jeopardy.
I've heard the name. I don't know who it is.
All right. So I'm at negative 500 now. Daniel's been in this position before and he came back and won. So.
Yeah.
This is a lot harder one,
let's
though.
Let's do Modern Comics 200.
Modern Comics 200. This publisher exploded onto the scene after an exodus of top artistic talent from Marvel Comics created in 1992.
What is Image Comics?
Yes, sir. Great job.
Thank you, thank you.
Was Jim Lee at Marvel at the time? I think he was. He was doing like X-Men. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, maybe it was X-Force, but...
All right, you're still up.
All right, let's do Silver Age 100.
This comic book is considered to mark the beginning of the Silver Age of comics.
Ooh. What the fuck? Something that's in the 50s.
This comic book is considered to mark the beginning of the Silver Age of comics. 1956. Yeah, that's a lot later than I thought. Silver Age, because it's not Golden Age.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So there isn't a Golden Age category?
There's not a Golden Age category that's too old.
It's too old for
Jeopardy. If anything, Silver Age is harder than Golden Age, because at least Golden Age is like the beginning.
Yeah, you know all those like dates and stuff.
Yeah, damn. 1956 to 1970.
What is the Justice League?
What is Showcase number 4? Okay, who knows what that is?
Whatever the fuck.
But you sure don't. So now you're at, so now you're at 200.
Doesn't matter. You don't know.
All right, I'm going to try and get some points back. Let's go Heroes and Villains for 100. Daniel's at 200 points. I'm at negative 500. All right. Heroes and Villains for 100. This character is the first and most popular superhero in the world and has also been the subject of radio shows, Broadway plays, popular music, and movies since the late 30s. Who is Spider-Man?
I'm going to steal that and say, what is Superman?
Ah, fuck.
The late 30s, dude.
The only... Oh, since the late 30s. Yeah, I whiffed. But like...
Wait, do I get the points now?
You do.
Nice.
But the only reason I said Spider-Man is because he's had, like, the most expensive Broadway show was Spider-Man themed.
Really? That sounds awesome.
It was a huge disaster, actually.
Think about
popular music.
Think about Three Doors Down, Nathan.
Yeah, Three Doors Down. I can't believe I didn't think of Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. That's insane. All right, you're up then.
Let's do... So
I'm at negative 600. Daniel's at 300 now.
Let's do Heroes and Villains 300.
The name of the loose association of Flash villains, including Captain Cold, Mirror Master, and the Trickster.
Fuck, I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
What is the Rogues?
Okay. Yep.
Nice.
I was like, is it the Rogues Gallery, or is that just the general term?
That's kind of the term.
Yeah, all right, you got that. Good job.
Fuck,
all
that right. was scary.
You're at 600, I'm at negative.
That was only 300, it was very scary. Okay.
All right. You're at 600. I'm at negative 600, and the board is yours. Eventually, we're gonna have to do Silver Age and Bronze Age. It's gonna be a disaster.
I don't want to.
You have more points, so I guess you can try.
Let's do Modern Comics 100.
This is the last 100. DC Comics began the modern age by simplifying its 50-year continuity in this 12-issue series from Marv Wolfman and George Perez.
What is Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Great job.
Thank you. I haven't even read it, but.
I just know it's from
I just
them.
Like placed it in that spot.
How crazy would it be to just like make a comic and then all of a sudden like comic historians deem that comic as like the start of the modern age?
How do you even start like writing that shit?
I don't know. It's crazy. But great job. You're at 700. I'm at negative 600. So now we're getting into some hard shit. So
all right, let's do the Bronze Age 200.
Bronze Age 200. Revisions to the comics code allowed for many new horror titles, including this one featuring the King of Vampires.
What is Dracula?
What is the Tomb of Dracula, you idiot?
Did you know that?
No.
No, okay.
All right. Let's get some points back, boys. Let's go creators for 400. This Eisner Award-winning creator is known for his work on Beasts of Burden, Dork, and Milk and Cheese.
Oh, I've seen these books.
What?
I think those are like the real indie ones that are like for kids, I think. But I could be wrong.
I'm just going to go like Will Eisner.
Eisner won his own Eisner?
I don't know. I just didn't know.
Who is Evan Dorkin?
Dorkin.
That's
He sounds like a big Dorkin himself. All right, I'm at negative 1,000 now. Daniel's been here before.
Yeah, there's plenty of game left.
All right, you're up.
Let's do Heroes and Villains for 400.
Taking mine. This fin-headed alien has been a nemesis of the Justice League since 1960.
Fin-headed?
Fin-headed alien.
The Justice League. Who the fuck has a fin?
I have no idea.
On their head.
We're so clueless to anything.
I was about
before,
to be
like the like 90s, honestly.
Like, and we read a couple 80s things, so it's like not that big of a deal.
Fin-headed. Just think of any alien, I guess.
Fucking like Brainiac doesn't have like a fin. I immediately thought of like Yondu, but I'm like, fuck it, they said Justice League. Who is Darkseid's like nephew or whatever?
Steppenwolf.
Yeah, who is Steppenwolf?
Despero, Daniel.
Who's that?
You big dumb idiot.
I'm gonna Google it.
I have no idea who that is. It's definitely a 1960 sounding villain, but you were wrong. That puts you at 100, and I'm at negative 1,000. So this is going to be a big one for me. I'm going to go Modern Comics for 400.
Have you seen this guy?
No, he looks like...
He looks like...
the green one.
Yeah, the lizard guy. No, dragon something.
Oh, fuck.
What Murder is it? Dragon?
No, not...
Fighting dragon?
No, Savage Dragon.
Savage Dragon.
Yeah, it looks like Savage Dragon.
Yeah, but like purple.
I'm going to go Modern Comics for 400. This is the identity of the character who wore the guise of Hobgoblin through most of the 80s and 90s. This is a Spider-Man villain. It's the Hobgoblin. I've definitely read books with Hobgoblin in it in modern comics, but I don't know who it is, to be honest. So I'm just going to say, I'm just going to say like Harry Osborn, because I'm not sure. I know it's not.
Okay.
Whatever. So Jason McIndale is the answer, and I got that wrong. So
I guess his friend in the movies, like the Asian kid.
Yeah.
He's like Hobgoblin at one point. So I would have guessed that. I don't remember his name, but.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're up. I'm at negative 1,400. You're at 100 points.
Motherfucker.
I can't believe you're positive right now.
Neither can I. Let's do Silver Age 200.
Okay. This body created and enforced a strict set of regulations regarding what is considered appropriate content for comic books.
What is the comics code?
I'm going to say, what is the comics code authority?
Oh, fuck.
Yes, sir. I'm right. Comics Code Authority. You're wrong. I'm right.
Damn. I knew I was forgetting a word.
Yeah. All right. So now you're at negative 100. Welcome to the negative zone. I'm at negative 1200.
We're in the red, Nathan.
I'm very deep in the red. I'm going to go. All right. Let's knock out some 500s.
Okay.
I'm going to go creators for five. Nah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go heroes and villains for 500. Avengers butler Edwin Jarvis once donned this identity as the frontman for Ultron's Masters of Evil. I think that is just the Vision. So I'm going to say, what is the Vision?
The butler did?
Once donned this identity as frontman for Ultron's. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to say the Vision.
Okay.
Who is the Crimson Cowl? Don't know who that is at all.
It's a dumb name. I'm going to Google that too. Hold up.
We're learning a lot about dumb comics.
Yeah.
We've gotten most of these wrong also. I like the other one where it was easy.
The Crimson Chin came up first. Oh, that looks pretty cool.
Let me see. That's not bad. Not bad. All right, you're up. This is just a who can go more negative.
let's do Modern Comics 500.
Modern Comics 500. In 1995, this was the last comic book company founded by Jim Shooter. So it's a comic book company. So at least you know that. Jim Shooter.
Who's Jim Shooter?
His name sounds really familiar, but I couldn't tell you. Like,
what is IDW?
I'm not going to try and challenge that at all.
Okay.
What is Broadway Comics?
All right.
You were so wrong.
Pretty wrong.
I was going to say, like, if I were to guess, I'd probably say, like, Aftershock or something. That sounds like it would be 90s, but no. All right. I'm going to go creators for 500.
You're going to try another 500?
No, I'm going to actually go. I'm going to go Bronze Age for 300.
You would have been minus 2,000 if you got that wrong.
Either way, if I get anything wrong, I'm going to be in the negative 2,000s. So Daniel's at negative 600. I'm at negative 1,700. So I'm going to go Bronze Age for 300. This character was one of DC's first black superheroes and started as a substitute or backup for Hal Jordan.
Jesus Christ.
Who is John Stewart, Daniel?
I don't know, Nathan.
That's correctamundo for me. So I'm at negative 1,400. I'm regaining. I'm going to stick with Bronze Age. So I'll go Bronze Age for 400. This comic book was the first joint publishing venture between Marvel and DC. I'm going to say, what is Amalgam? Amalgamverse? Amalgam, something like that.
Okay. What is Marvelous Wizard of Oz?
What does that mean? When was the Amalgam stuff happening? That seems more recent.
I think it's 90s.
All right, well, I whiffed it.
You mean like the Marvel versus DC like books?
No, the ones where they like, where it was like Batman and Wolverine mixed together and he's Dark Claw now, or like.
That sounds 90s.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, I fucked that one up. We don't know anything, dude.
I know.
All right, you're up.
What is Silver Age or Silver Age 300? That's how tired I am. I'm like, what is
the first Silver Age teams of heroes from Marvel and DC? The first Silver Age teams of heroes from Marvel and DC. So you got to.
What is the Avengers and Justice League?
Answer is, what is the Fantastic Four and Justice League of America?
I thought the Fantastic Four was like the first like team.
That's the first team book.
I thought that'd be like Golden Age. But I guess not.
I don't know. That's a great question. So you're at negative 900, and I've doubled that with negative 1,800. So now it's my turn. Technically, if I get all these right, I beat you.
But if you get one of these wrong, you don't.
Yeah, true. All right. I'm going to go Silver Age for 400. Created in 1962, this company is most famous for its licensed animated characters from Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, and Hanna-Barbera. this company is most famous for this company for its licensed. Oh, wait. This company is most famous for its licensed animated characters from Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, and Hanna-Barbera. I have no idea. Do you have any idea?
What has licensed it's a characters company. From all of these?
I don't know. I'm just going to say DC.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Dipping my toes in that.
What is Gold Key? Whitman also accepted. I know what that is. That's crazy. Oh, I need to. There you go.
Okay.
All right. So I'm at negative 2,200. Daniel's at negative 900.
Let's do creators 500.
All right. Let's see it. This prolific Golden Age artist was known for his dynamic cover art, especially on timely comics titles featuring Submariner, Captain America, and Human Torch.
Who is Jack Kirby?
I'm going to come in from left field here.
Okay.
I'm going to say, who is John Romita Sr.?
Oh, you bitch.
Nope. Neither of them.
You're both wrong.
Alex Schoenberg. I'm going to only give you negative points because I want to make it spicy. Just kidding. All right. Well, actually, no. I'm fucked. We lose. We all suck. All right, I'm going to go Bronze Age 500. We have Bronze Age 500 and Silver Age 500 left. These two heroes, one from China and the other from Ireland, were introduced in Marvel's first ever limited series. One from China and one from Ireland. I feel like I know this, or I'll recognize the name once I see it, but I don't really know right now. So I'm just going to say, like...
Who's from China? We could work on these together since it's just kind of...
Yeah, true. You've technically won. Isn't there like a duo and they're like a thing together? Actually, I have no idea.
Who's from fucking Ireland?
What's a team of two heroes? I'm like, as an answer, I'll just put like heroes Iron for Man hire. And,
or
let's just see. We're not going to get
Fist
it.
Iron Fist and Power Man.
Who are Collective Man and Shamrock?
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm going to Google that. Hold on. Collective Man?
Collective Man. Is he the Chinese one or the... No, Ireland
Shamrock's
is Shamrock.
Gotta be.
That's so bad, isn't it? Interesting. Okay. All right. Last one, Silver Age.
He's a mutant.
Adam Strange was a regular in this title from issues 53 to 100 and issues 102.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
Can we make this one like worth a million right points?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say, what is Strange Adventures?
Oh, Adam Strange.
Ah, shit, it's not either of them.
Mystery in Space, okay.
God, this Jeopardy sucked. We're so bad.
Shamrock and it's Marvel. All
right, so final score is Daniel's at negative 1,900. I'm at negative 3,200.
That's what Shamrock looks like.
Dude, why do all these feel like they have like a modern like version of them?
Like all those like event books where they have like a million people in it and they just throw things in
true,
there?
True.
Okay, yeah. Where all are right. we at for time?
45 minutes. It's good enough.
Okay. We could do another one.
Want to do a tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker? Even though I won both?
You won both, but let's see if we can find a quick one real quick.
Yeah, if there's any that like look fun. Because that one, I feel like, took longer because it sucked.
Yeah. We'll do a speed round. So let's see. What should I like search for?
What'd you search last time?
Comics. Don't look at the answers.
Oh.
Origin, villains, powers, weapons, miscellaneous.
That seems good. Steps?
Oh, that's done. That's just villains. DC, Marvel, TMNT, movies, miscellaneous.
That seems okay, too.
Which one do you want to do? The first one or that last one?
I think the first.
So, origin, villains, powers, weapons, miscellaneous?
Yeah. I'm not looking.
All right.
One more.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to do... So, one last game. There's origin, villains, which is spelled wrong.
It's villain.
Villains.
Villain.
There's a category for powers, a category for weapons, and a category for miscellaneous.
It's spelled miscellaneous, right?
Yeah. How do they get miscellaneous right, but not villains?
This is a typo. All
right. So I'll just go with miscellaneous. Let's see what we're getting into here. I'm going to go miscellaneous 300. Frost Giant in Disguise. What does that even mean?
I know what that is.
Oh, Loki? Who is Loki?
I don't know, Nathan.
Hey, let's go.
Good job, Nathan. Good
All right.
Job.
I'm still going. It's going strong. Let's get a streak going. I'm going to go villains for 200. Forced into a concentration camp. Who is Magneto?
Okay. These are very
elementary
compared elementary to last questions. One. Yeah.
All right. Let's go 500 then. I'm going to go weapons for 500. Katana's sword that was forged by Muramasa. What is a katana? Katana's Wait. Sword is a katana, I'm pretty sure, right?
But doesn't it have like a name?
It probably does.
I'll put my skin in the game. What is the Soul Eater?
If you get this wrong, you're negative points.
Okay.
Oh, it's Soul Taker.
Motherfucker, I was close.
All right, I'm at zero. You're at negative 500.
Motherfucker. Okay.
And you're up.
Powers 500.
Powers 500. Daredevil, two words, although blind, uses this to fight his enemies.
Oh, shit.
There's two. Dude, this English is so broken. All right. What does Daredevil uses this fight his enemies? What is that?
What is hearing?
I'm going to say what is...
What is echolocation?
I'm going to say what is the baton things they're fucking...
The
nunchuck?
Bowie sticks.
I'm going to say what is Bowie sticks. What is his other senses? Echolocation. What does that even mean? I'm going to say you're right.
Okay, cool.
But I won't have any taken away because you were white.
All right. Back at zero. Let's do...
We're both back at zero, yeah.
This might not be the best Jeopardy. Let's do Origin 300.
I love the broken English. Program that created Wolverine and Deadpool.
Did they just call it like the Weapon X program or something like that?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yep.
Okay.
What is the Weapon X program? Good job.
Cool, cool, cool.
All right, you're at 300. I'm at zero. The board is yours.
Villains 400.
Red Skull founded this organization.
What is Hydra?
Yes, sir. Great job. All right, that puts you at 700.
Let's do miscellaneous 500.
Miscellaneous 500. Highest class of mutant.
What is Omega level mutant?
Great job. Oh, close enough. Omega class. Yeah. So you're at 1200. And I'm at zero.
Let's do Origin 500.
Blasted with gamma rays.
What is the Hulk?
I'm going to say, what is the Incredible Hulk? Oh, shit. It's just the Hulk. All right. You're at 1700. You're on a streak.
Villains 500.
The first enemy in the Iron Man film series. He's got like a clunky sounding name. I can't remember what it is, though.
What is Jebediah? It's Jebediah, right?
I don't know. Shit.
Or is that Owen Wilson in like...
Jebediah.
Jebediah.
In fucking Night of the Museum.
What the fuck is his like...
It's like...
actual villain name.
I don't know. You said Jebediah.
Okay.
Obadiah Stane. Obadiah. Ironmonger. That's what I was trying to think. It like sounds clunky, but you got it wrong.
Wrong.
That's actually a good one. Like...
Yeah, that's a good... That's because I just watched that shit like a couple weeks ago.
And it's not very catchy as far as the villain name.
No.
I'm going to go Powers 400. Can replicate opponent's moves, fought Deadpool. I'm going to say who is Taskmaster? Wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Taskmaster. All right, cool. That's not like the best way to phrase that question, but...
Fought Deadpool.
I'm going to go Origin 400. This alien that gave Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, his ring. I'm going to say who is Abin Sur? Yes, sir. That's right. See what I did there? I'm going to go now. So Daniel's at 1,200. I'm at 800. So I'm going to go weapons for 400. Captain America shield is made of this. I'm going to say what is vibranium, which is correct. It's a tie game. 1,200. I'm going to keep going with hard ones. Miscellaneous seems like it'd be the hardest because it's just the most weird.
We're just not sure what it's going to be. That's what
we covered. We've wiped out all the 500s. Now I'm going to wipe out all the 400s with miscellaneous 400. The father of Superman, which there's two answers, technically.
Which one?
I'm gonna say Jor-El. Who is Jor-El or Jonathan Kent?
You gotta pick one.
Fuck you. I'm gonna say who is Jor-El.
Okay.
Are you gonna challenge?
No.
Yeah! Nice. All right, Jor-El.
Nice.
That was scary. All right, so I'm at 1600 now. I'm gonna go miscellaneous 200. Thor comes from this realm. What is Asgard? Like Asgard, am I right?
Yeah.
All right, and I'll wipe out miscellaneous with 100. I am Groot. What does that mean? That's not a question. I'm going to say, who is Groot? What is that?
Very good.
Okay. I'm just stealing this now. I'm going to go weapons 300, Spider-Man's web shooter designer. Who is Peter Parker?
I think so.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I was like, he didn't outsource that. I'll go powers 300. The Wonder Twins combine rings to do this. So one turns into an animal and one turns into water.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think like a bucket of water. So I'm going to say an animal and some water.
Okay.
Ah, shapeshift.
Wrong.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess to...
We're back, baby. Play. All
right. So that was a hot streak for me. I'm at 1900. Daniel's at 1200. He could very well take this.
Villains 300.
Foresaw the end of the universe.
The
land that foresaw the end of the universe. This is a hard one.
Do you know?
Nope.
who is Dr. Doom? Yes, sir.
What do you mean?
Dude,
like the new Secret Wars?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
God, I'm impressed, actually.
Me too.
Holy fuck. I think that gives you the W unless there's a weird one in here.
I was
here.
About to say, like,
I was going to say, like, Silver Surfer, like Galactus or like the Watcher, but I don't think he's a villain. So
yeah, no.
That's fucking wild. Great job.
Can you imagine doing an episode on Secret Wars?
No, I don't want to. We're never going to do that, actually.
I'd kill myself. Powers 200.
The source of Raven's powers. Yeah, that's, no one's, not a 200 question. It's kind of hard, actually.
Maybe like a 400.
Oh, yeah.
The source of her powers. What is hell?
I'm going to try and steal it and say, what is Azeroth?
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing or if that's just part of a spell. What is demon blood?
Ah, we're both wrong.
Who'd have thunk?
Okay.
I just realized it doesn't really matter if we both go down because we're both going down the same amount.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. So you're at 1,300. I'm at 1,700. And I guess, is it me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go origin 200. Organization that trained Batman. And I'm going to say the League of... Oh, shit. What is this? It's fucking Ra's al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul, however you say it. The League of Assassins? What is the League of Assassins?
I'm going to steal and say the League of Shadows.
Fuck, dude.
Yes, sir.
So what? I'm wrong. You're right.
Yes, sir.
So all we're both at 1,500.
At 1,500.
Fuck. I can't believe I whiffed like that again.
I think the League of Assassins is what they say in the Nolanverse.
Fuck, man.
Let's do weapons 200.
All right. We're both at 1,500. Wolverine's skeleton is made of this.
What is adamantium?
I'm going to steal. No, I'm just kidding. What is adamantium? Yeah, whatever. You're a big nerd, aren't you? Big dumb nerd. All right. We only have 100s left.
Let's do origin 100.
Superman's home planet.
What is Krypton?
Great job. Great job.
Rack them up. Rack them up.
All right.
Let's do powers 100.
Superman and Cyclops have this ability.
What is heat vision?
I'm going to try and steal and say, what is concussive blast?
Okay.
What is emit powerful lasers from eyes? It's not heat vision, so I'm going to say you're wrong.
I'm going to say you're wrong, too.
And I'm also wrong, but okay. It's my turn now.
Okay.
Which I technically can't win because there's a 300-point diff, but I'm going to go Villains, Broke Batman's Back, who is Bane, boop, and Weapons for 100. Where Batman stores his gadgets? I'm going to say his utility belt. Where's Bat Belt? His utility belt.
Pick one.
Utility belt.
Steel. What is Bat Belt?
I swear to God, it's Bat Belt. Yeah, utility belt. All right. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so game over. Daniel won again with 1,700, and I lost with 1,600.
Damn, I did not expect me to win three in a row.
I did not either. I whiffed so hard. League of Shadows.
You're literally so much more knowledgeable in this, and you've been reading comics much longer than I have.
Like 2 years longer. 2 or 3 years.
No, dude, you're reading in like high school.
Yeah, I was.
And I didn't start until you started college.
Oh, true, true. All right, well, that's it.
All right, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. I lost three times. I would say we both lost on the second one, to be honest.
We both got fucked, yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. Good job, I guess. And that's the show for this week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a book. Should we look at the calendar?
I think we're going to read like MODOK or a Star Wars book or something.
Wait.
Because MODOK comes out.
We should actually decide.
Yeah, let's do that.
On the pod. What are we reading next week? All right.
So the 28th. So Bad Batch has come out, but it's out right now.
Yeah.
We didn't do a Star Wars book if we wanted to do that. Or MODOK comes out the week that you're gone, so we could do a MODOK book.
Let's do MODOK, and then we'll do Sweet Tooth on the 4th.
Sweet. Yep. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
So MODOK. What MODOK book? Let's see.
Good question.
What happens when we search MODOK on Comixology? MODOK had games, but it doesn't have a trade, so we can't do that one.
Yeah.
There's MODOK Assassin by Christopher Yost and Emilcar Pinna.
Dude, just looking at this.
It's a Warzones one, though.
What is that?
That's like a tie-in. Let's see.
Is there a book? How about like a Marvel book that has MODOK as like the main villain?
Okay. Well, there's MODOK Supervillain Team-Up MODOK's 11.
Yeah, I found an article. It's like top MODOK appearances.
Okay, let's do that, I guess.
And it was written for the show, so it's perfect. First one's Next Wave. Remember that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Next Wave.
MODOK Assassin. Is that a whole trade?
I don't think it's a trade yet. I think it's still coming out. No, wait. MODOK Assassin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one we just looked at.
How many issues is that?
That one is 5 issues.
Okay.
It's part of, like, Battle World, which was happening during Secret Wars, like Hickman Secret Wars.
Yeah.
It's by Christopher Yost, who did like Superior Spider-Man and is like doing TV stuff now. He wrote like The Mandalorian, technically. But really? This
he was in Gwenpool, the Unbelievable.
Okay.
He's in the show. That doesn't help.
I think
Akira the
Dumb. I think we could do MODOK Assassin because the interior doesn't look as crazy as like the cover.
All right, I'm down with that.
The cover just looks more fruity, I guess.
Now that I've just like I've seen that it's included in.
How does MODOK have a fucking TV show without having at least one?
I think
trade?
It's because it's just the most outlandish thing to make a TV show about.
True, true. All right, so then next week we will do MODOK Assassin.
Can't believe I'm paying for this.
That's $7 I'll never get back. All right, thanks y'all. If you want to send us an email about your favorite MODOK story, you can send us an email at tradewaiterspod@gmail.com.
It's only 118 pages. That'll be all right.
That'll be good. We deserve a little break. If you want to send us a tweet at tradewaiterspod@gmail. No, at tradewaiterspod. Or you could send me a tweet at more like Nate Thick. Or just follow me. I'm cool with that, too.
Did you say the email?
Yeah, I did say the email.
Tell us what to read.
Tell us what to read. Yeah, what do you like?
We don't know.
Also, quick shout out to Phil Hester. For our Irredeemable Ant-Man episode, he responded to us, said it was a good old time to make.
He subtweeted us. That was pretty cool.
He retweeted us and subtweeted us.
I know.
What a guy.
What a guy.
We should read more Phil Hester books. Let's get him on. I think he's written stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Big fan of Phil Hester. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I bet.